Hi, guys. Joe Gervicious, ClevelandBrowns.com. Sitting here with Cleveland's own Dante Whitner. Dante, I got to say, man, I was very proud when you came home, man. I'm very happy for a lot of reasons, man. This team needs leadership. You brought leadership. You've got championship pedigree. Yeah. You brought all that. We have a bunch of young guys that you've been able to kind of coach.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you've embraced that role and how when you embrace that role of being kind of a leader, not only by in the classroom, yeah, but on the field, yeah, how that pays big dividends.
I would say I do embrace that role. Coming over from San Francisco, I had so many people that I learned so much good stuff from coaches that taught us how to be pros and do extra on the football field, do extra when you leave, how to come to work each and every day, to understand that you're not going to feel the best every day, but you have to go out there and give that mental and that physical focus each and every day that you're out there, and that's what the great players in all sports do, you know, from golf and Tiger Woods, from the NBA and, you know, Kobe Bryant and guys that really take the court, take the field when they don't want to and they have to lead even when they don't want to. I learned that from defensive coordinator over in San Fran, and just brought it over here to these guys. Just understand that, you know, this is our profession, and the difference between professionals and amateurs is you only have to tell professionals one time and they'll fix the mistake. An amateur will continue to make the same mistake over and over, so we just have to understand that this is our profession. Every little thing that we put into it, we'll get back out, and that's what we've been doing so far.
For the young Brown fans out there, if you're going to idolize somebody, his work ethic, his demeanor pays off. Dante, I'm going to ask you this last question here. The Pittsburgh Steelers, we haven't had any success for them, success for a long, long time. You know, being from Cleveland, from the east side, I'm from the east side, you know how much this thing means to the city of Cleveland.
Right.
How happy were you? Was it one of the reasons you came home?
Yeah.
And it was – how satisfying was it?
It was one of the reasons I came home, but just not for that one game. It was just to bring a winning football, winning pedigree back to the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And we all know that, you know, if the Cleveland Browns get to winning, how loud the dog pound be and how tough it would be to beat us here in the wintertime, you know, once it gets towards the end of the football season. So that was one of the reasons why I came back. You know, and it's not going to be easy. You know, we understand that. Nobody's going to give us anything. Even this week going into Jacksonville, we don't think that they feel like we're a threat, and we feel like they can get their first win against us. So it's not going to be any letdowns. We're going to go and attack this football game as if it, you know, was one of the biggest teams in National Football League, whether it was Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks. So we understand that. And, you know, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers last week was a good feeling. The night before, I'm laying in the bed, and I'm thinking about the game, and then, you know, I see flash across the screen, it's Ben Roethlisberger and his record against the Cleveland Browns, where it was 18-1. And I immediately shut the TV off, you know, and then I had to think to myself, like, can we win this football game if he's been so dominant? And then I had to think, you know, our team and our coaches, we're only 0-1 against these guys, and we should have beat them the first time. That's
right.
What we feel. So I shut it off, and then I immediately started to think that we're going to win this game, and we're going to win by a lot. And, you know, that's what happened when we went out there on the football field. So, you know, we're not worried about that. We're 1-1 against them now.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully we get to see them in the playoffs or something, if they make it, if we make it. If not, we'll be ready for them next year also.
Guys, like I say, Cleveland Browns fans out there, the reason we're in good hands is because we have professionals like this. So, Dante, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you.
East Side Zone, Dante Whitner.